Sorry for the late post. A beautiful thought on the parsha. In Kedoshim, we have the pasuk of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, ani Hashem. And the question that's always asked is, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love your friend like yourself. First of all, that is so difficult. Most of us love ourselves a lot. The thought of loving our friend is really, really challenging to that extent. You want to tell me you have to love your family, your spouse, your children? Okay, I hear it. But your friend... how is it possible that the Torah can expect us to do that? And beyond that, how could the Torah expect us to control an emotion, to love? To tell me I have to, you know, do something, I get it. I'm going to have to build this. I'm going to have to help that person. But how do you tell me I have to love a person? Rav Dessler says such a beautiful idea. He says that the word v'ahavta, the root of the word ahav, comes from the Aramaic word hav. Have is to give. V'ahavta, what happens? The more I give to someone, the more I love them. They did a fascinating study, sad but true. After the Holocaust, you had parents that were separated from their children, and the parents came back to the children, the children were reunited with the parents. There was something that was missing in the relationship, and the children were lacking, and even the parents sometimes were lacking that love that a parent has for a child. Why is that? Because so much of love is predicated upon the notion of giving and giving and giving. And the more we give, the more we get that love for that person. And it's really true. If you think about it, there could be people that you find annoying, people that you find so challenging to deal with. And yet what ends up happening, you make them your project. You work for them, you do for them. All of a sudden, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, you love them. Perhaps that's one of the reasons why the pasuk concludes with Ani Hashem. Why do we need that? Because isn't that the way God is? Why does God do so much for us? At the end of the day, like, we're not giving anything in return that gets God what he needs. God doesn't need anything from us. So what's happening? V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. The love is because of all the giving. God loves, and we, I think, in turn, the same. But that's the nature of a relationship. V'ahavta. The more you love, the more you give. Or rather, the more you give, the more you love. Over and over and over. That's what the Torah is telling us in this week's parasha. Give, and you will get. What will you get? You'll get strong, powerful relationships.